Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
D'Antoni's saying the pressure is on the Warriors, a big mind game, or does he have a point?
I think the pressure's on the team that's trying not to go down 3-1.
I think the pressure's on the team that all they talk about is being obsessed with the Warriors. The Warriors don't have that pressure. The Warriors aren't obsessed with the Houston Rockets. The Rockets have basically come out and admitted as much. It seems to me like the pressure is on the Rockets. That's talk.
I think he's a little bit delusional, frankly. If that's what it takes to motivate his team to come out and not play like garbage. A guy's a free agent and wants to go play for a team where he can win a title, or if he wants to get two or three guys together and try to win a title, to me, it's the same damn thing.
The team that went 73-9 was basically a homegrown team.
And by the way, they lost in the finals.
Right. Tell me your fan base wouldn't be pissed off if you didn't go out and do something to make sure that that didn't happen again. So they did. They went out and added one free agent. One.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number is 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And you can check us out on live stream if you want to see us in person. Livestream.com/GalMedia/live. Missed the first 2 hours. A lot of good stuff. All available on podcastarena.com, including what you just heard. And also, welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. Is that correct, John? Are we on SportsMap 94.1
today? Yes, we are.
Yeah. Hi, Matt.
So, Scott says, how dare you assume babies come out of women in 2018?
It's true. I don't know.
Lane wants to know, what if he would have climbed to the top and yelled, Santa Claus and Easter Bunny are not real?
I wouldn't care about that.
So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. B32 says, going to be honest here, Fred. I only clicked on the Taylor Renee video so that I could see what she looked like from full screen versus thumbnail.
I did,
from
too.
Justin. Okay, well, you recognize her, though, right?
I don't know. Maybe I've seen her once or twice. I didn't know she was here all the time.
Yeah, yeah. She practically lives out there.
What do I know?
Yeah, well, that's okay. No one's blaming you. All right, let's get that NFL story because I've been wanting to talk about this the whole show. Apparently, today, NFL owners put 3 hours aside for a privileged session to speak amongst themselves and family members about the most sensitive of topics. One of them was how the league was going to handle players kneeling during the national anthem going forward. Can I start right here with...
That's a weird thing for them to be talking about.
If you just stop worrying about it, maybe it goes away. Maybe. But here's something they floated. It would be up to the home team on whether both teams come out of the locker room for the anthem. And should teams come out, 15-yard penalties could be assessed for kneeling. So, basically, the team has to decide, hey, if guys are going to kneel, we're going to get a 15-yard penalty. Maybe we'll just stay inside.
That's exactly what they'll do.
Yeah, yeah. According to sources, owners also discuss how to move forward its partnership with the players and finalize their deal for the social justice partnership. So, okay, good for that. But, all right, and I'm sure I'm in the minority here. But if you're the NFL and you keep doing stuff like this, are you not just keeping this stupid controversy going just like you did with Deflategate?
Pretty much what you're doing.
Yeah. That's it. I don't know, man. I really don't know. Why don't you just figure, hey, I still don't get this whole thing. I mean, if they want to do it, great. Why it becomes a story every time somebody does it? And guess what? If teams don't want to hire them because of it, that's certainly their prerogative. But is this really the most pressing issue in all of football right now?
Apparently, I don't get it. But
hey, I'm going to blame a lot of the sports media and news media for this because that every time somebody kneels or doesn't kneel, they write a story about it on ESPN.com, which I think is just silly. But yeah, that's kind of on us. But at the same time, man, you keep bringing it back. Just let it go.
No one's going to do that. You can't let it go.
But why is it still a story?
Because, well, I didn't even know it was a story until you just brought this up.
Well, I know, and it's kind of my fault, but I brought it up because Jong sent it to me, so really it's Jong's fault.
But you know it'll be a story the second that the season starts and someone decides to kneel again. So it's gonna stay a story. I know we're both tired of it, but that...
Yeah, well, I just... To me, it's kind of silly to get pissed off over guys for doing that. I mean, I understand why people do.
Yeah.
And so just don't watch the anthem. I don't watch the anthem. Doesn't matter to me.
They used to never show the anthem until people started kneeling. Well, then they're like, oh, we better let people see what's going on here.
All I care about is the football, man. I just want to watch the game. I don't care who kneels or who stands. I don't care about their politics. I just want to see if they get out on the field and win games, make plays.
That's pretty much how I always feel.
And, yeah, there's – and in these guys' defense, they can't win because, on one hand, people say, why aren't you doing more in the community? And then when they try to make a stance or take a stance on something, then they get criticized for that. I saw somebody the other day. I don't know if they tweeted at me or what. I kind of ignored it because it's like about – it just seems like J.J. Watt wants attention for all this stuff he's doing. I got to tell you, what he did to come out and say, hey, I'll pay for these funerals and then go talk to those families. Get off his ass. That was a good thing that he did. That's what the same thing I was saying last Friday. You want to go do something, here's what you can do. Well, J.J. Watt went and did that. Yeah. So, you know what? We can make fun of him for his... No frills cabin.
Yeah, you make fun of him for being douchey and like being a selfie guy after he...
Yeah, after he ripped somebody for taking selfies. But that's a good dude doing good things, and, you know, just stop with that.
Yeah, I'm not hating. I'm not hating on what he did with the hurricane. I think he's a good dude.
Yeah, I do too, and I'm...
I don't know if he can play football anymore.
Well, that's
but that's a different conversation.
What are you saying? You saying he's done?
Why are you saying he's done? No,
he's doing all these great things in the community.
I mean, exactly what I said. I don't know if he's done or not.
Yeah, I'm worried. I know that he's worked hard to get back, but I mean, when you played that few games in 2 years, and different injuries, and I mean, he's a guy who plays a position that's going to get beat up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fair concern. I hope. He's close to what he used to be when he comes back because that guy was fun to watch. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. It's going to be interesting to me. It's funny because, like, we're looking at Vegas and they have, like, the Texans at 9.5 wins. And I went through and, you know, like, I think USA Today predicted they'd go 6-10. Somebody else predicted they go 5-11. And I don't really see that if they're healthy. And maybe it's just I always see the Texans as 8-8, 9-7.
Yeah.
But last year was an aberration. But I mean,
last year wasn't that much of an aberration. I mean, because, in a way it was. The Watson injury changed a lot. But. It to me, it's almost an aberration that they were able to go 9-7 or 8-8 when they had Brock Osweilers and, you know, Tom Savage.
Yeah, except
Savages.
They did it more than once. So they did it 3 years in a row.
I know. That's what's crazy.
So that's not the aberration. Yeah. The aberration's a 4-12.
Maybe so.
But I think,
or maybe they just pushed it too far and tried to start the season with Tom Savage.
I think part of it was Savage and part of it was the defense was really beat up and they had a really crappy defensive coordinator last year who didn't know how to adjust to it, who's now a head coach. Congratulations. Yep. But I do think, and I think they're better on defense. I think they made some moves to get better. You know, the corners are still going to be an issue, but safety, I think, is going to be a strength for the first time in a long time. I mean, maybe going back to when Danielle was here. I mean, they really haven't had, to me, if a healthy Tyrann Mathieu, which he was at the end of last season, is as good as anyone they've ever had here. And I think Reed's going to be very good, too. So I think they've upgraded that position. So if you can come back and be healthy, I already like the linebackers. I think defensively they should be a lot better. And If Deshaun Watson's healthy, even if he wasn't what he was last year, he's still going to be pretty good. So, 713-780-ESPN. 713 says, JJ, at this point, very similar to Arian Foster after he endured a few injury-riddled seasons. I still blame Bill O'Brien for Arian Foster, for putting him back in that damn Dolphins game when they were beat, and he's trying to make the score look better, and Foster got hurt. I think his career could have gone a lot longer if they'd been smarter with him. 281, hey, Fred, and give quick thoughts on the hockey game last night and Game 7 tomorrow. I'm excited for Game 7, and I think I'm glad that we get a Game 7. I thought the Caps came out and just were knocking the hell out of Tampa. They came out, played very physical hockey. The score really should have been 5 or 6 to nothing. Vasilevsky kept Tampa in the game. But that was maybe their best effort of the series. So it'll be different in Game 7. I think Tampa will come back, and I think it's going to be interesting. But that was one of those games where you're watching it, and it's 2-0, and you're thinking a 2-0 game can't be that exciting. Every shift in that game was exciting. I mean, it was just because you knew they had to win. So anyway, I don't know how I'm going to go yet on Game 7, but I'm excited to see it.
I always enjoy a good Game 7. Yep. Plus, the team I want to win loses, and then I don't like it that much. All right. I got to tell you guys about my computer career. Listen, if you're not happy in the job that you're in, maybe you're not making as much money as you'd like to be making, maybe your boss is a total jerk, well, you can change that. My computer career can change that for you. Get to start doing something you love. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And, okay, this is the other story that I wanted to get to today. So I'm going to do it now.
So I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I don't want to get to 6:45 and say, damn it, I wanted to get to this today.
I like when you do that, though.
Well, yeah. Well, I always have about 4 or 5 things like that, but I only had one thing that I really wanted to get to today. So this is it. Of course, we could talk about something else first if you want to. we have the week one college football spreads.
Okay.
So now 2 years ago, we found one that was way out of whack at like 18.5 with Western Kentucky against, I believe it was Vanderbilt. Maybe 3 years now. We all hit it early, and at game time, Western Kentucky was a 1-point favorite.
Yep.
So I'll throw some out here and see if there's anything that jumps out at you. Wyoming -4 at New Mexico State. What if Wyoming's better with a new quarterback?
I'd lean New Mexico State there. I don't. That's not something I'd be looking to jump out and play, though.
Colorado State -14 versus Hawaii.
I'll take Colorado State.
Yeah, that's at Colorado State? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Central Florida -20.5 at UConn. You know what? I'd take UConn there. New coaching staff at Central Florida. We still got their quarterback, but
that's tough, man. UConn football is so bad.
They usually play pretty good defense, though. And hang around. That's a tough trip too.
No play for me, but right. And I think that line opened at like 18 or 19. And
yeah, let it keep going up. This is not your same Central Florida team from last year. Purdue minus 4.5 against Northwestern.
I like Purdue quite a bit there.
Yeah, I think Purdue's going to have a good season. You know, I love their coach. Minnesota, 14.5 against, well, it can't be New Mexico State. We've already got Wyoming and New Mexico State. It's got to be New Mexico. Now I got to look at that. They've got two lines on New Mexico State.
Where do you have?
Oh, okay. That's because this is a week later. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is Thursday the 30th. Sorry.
I'll probably be on Minnesota.
Wake Forest minus 9 at Tulane. I think I might take Tulane there.
I like Tulane probably at that number too.
I like the direction that program's going. Okay, Friday, August 31st, Michigan State minus 27 against Utah State.
I'll take Utah State there. I see Michigan State have some life back in them.
Syracuse minus 4.5 at Western Michigan.
I like Syracuse quite a bit. I think Syracuse is, I mean, at least for that game, I like them quite a bit.
Wisconsin minus 33 versus Western Kentucky.
I'll take Western Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Colorado minus 6 against Colorado State.
I always hate betting that game. I never get it right.
I'm just
going to say straight no play.
I almost always play Colorado State because they're always a dog and they always play them close.
But I think Colorado State has a game. You already mentioned them. They play Hawaii, right?
Yeah, they play a week earlier. So
yeah, I don't know.
All right. Stanford minus 14.5 against San Diego State.
I'll take Stanford.
Here we go. Saturday, September 1st. Oklahoma minus 23 against Florida Atlantic. That's your guy, Kyler Murray.
That is.
I know you're excited about him.
Yeah. I'll take I think I'll take Florida Atlantic.
Okay. I have this weird thing. Every time I see a little person, I just laugh. So it's going to be hard for me to watch Oklahoma games this year.
Come on.
Well, you're the one that said that.
I didn't even say that.
Yeah, you did. I was driving downtown today. I saw a little person crossing the street, and I just started laughing. I can't help myself.
You always call him Little Lane Kiffin, too, so it'll be two little people.
Little Laney Kiffin.
Little Laney.
Yeah. University of Houston, minus 21 at Rice.
UH.
Yeah, I think UH is going to hammer Rice. New coaching staff at Rice, and, they brought in a guy who was associated with rape to run the offense, so he must be good.
Well, that may actually help them, honestly. I mean,
well, it's going to make them better on offense. There's no question.
Yeah.
I have no doubt about that. Doesn't mean I have to like it. I'm not going to turn into a guy who says, they're playing great, so I'm happy now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the same thing I've said all along. It's like, I don't like the hire. I think he makes them better, but I'm not comfortable with it. Ohio State minus 38 versus Oregon State.
Wow. Oregon State may be like Kansas football level bad this season.
38, though.
That's too much. It's too much for me. I played under 35, 38. It's out of control.
Penn State minus 27 against Appalachian State.
I think that might be too much.
Yeah,
too.
It feels a little bit much to me.
Appalachian State usually comes out and plays hard in those
games. Yeah, early on against D1 teams. How about Duke minus 10.5 against Army?
Give me Army.
About Nebraska minus 18.5 against Akron.
Give me Akron. I understand Nebraska's got a new coach, but I'm not suddenly thinking that they are the early 2000s Nebraska.
How about Boston College minus 20 against UMass?
I think I'll take UMass.
Yeah, UMass is kind of sneaky. I may actually see if I can find that on one of my sites and punch it. Illinois minus 14.5 against Kent State.
I think I'll take Kent State.
Rutgers minus 13.5 against Texas State.
I think I might take Texas State.
Interesting. Indiana minus 13 at Florida International. Oh, I could not bet either one of those teams with your money.
That's a hard pass.
Iowa minus 13 against, I don't know who they play because they don't play Indiana, but they've got them playing Indiana on here. Dude, these guys need to get their bleep together. I'm going to guess Indiana State is what they're playing.
I don't know who it is.
I don't care. I don't bet Iowa games either way. Texas, minus 10.5 at Maryland.
I'll take Texas.
Yeah, they should.
Maryland's not good.
No, and Texas should be.
They should be better.
Boise, minus 10.5 at Troy. That's actually.
I think I'll take Troy.
Yeah. Louisiana Tech, minus 10 at South Alabama.
I'll take Tech.
Marshall, pick them at Miami of Ohio.
I'll take Miami of Ohio. And that would be a strong play.
North Texas minus 1.5 against SMU. I like Sonny Dykes as a coach, especially at a school like SMU.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to lean Pony there.
Okay, I probably would too.
Vanderbilt minus 6 versus MTSU.
I'll take Middle Tennessee.
Yeah,
there.
I think I will too. Arizona minus 14 against BYU.
I'll take Arizona.
Yeah, I think Arizona's going to stomp BYU. Arizona State minus 17.5 against UTSA.
I'll take UTSA.
Yeah, I'll take that with the 17.5 points.
What's the Michigan Notre Dame line at now?
Let me see. I gotta find that. Notre Dame minus 2.
Okay. That line opened at Michigan plus 7.
Yeah.
So for them to be plus 2, there's some serious movement there.
I like Michigan there.
I like Michigan too. I think Michigan's gonna win that game outright. I would have liked to have money lined it when they were 7-point dog.
That would have been good. USC minus 27 against UNLV.
I'll take USC.
I might take UNLV. UCLA minus 15.5 against Cincinnati.
I'm not interested in either one of those teams. Really.
I'm not either. I could see some regression from Cincinnati. I don't know that Chip Kelly's going to have those guys at 100% right off the bat, so I'll pass on that one. Auburn minus 3.5 against Washington. Give me Husky.
I think me too.
Kentucky minus 20 against Central Michigan.
I'll take Central Michigan. It's in a basketball game.
Mississippi minus 1.5 at Texas Tech.
Give me Texas Tech.
Yeah, give me Raider. South Carolina, minus 31.5 against Coastal Carolina.
Coastal Carolina.
Yeah,
please.
Give me Coastal there. West Virginia, minus 7 against Tennessee.
West Virginia. It's at West Virginia?
I don't know if that's at West Virginia or if it's a neutral site game, but I'm guessing it's at West Virginia.
Then, West Virginia if it's there.
Cal, minus 6 versus North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Washington State, minus 4 at Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Oregon, minus 28.5 against Bowling Green.
Give me Bowling Green.
Old Dominion, minus 5.5 at Liberty. Give me Old Dominion.
Okay.
Those are my guys.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that yet.
Notre Dame, I'm
not there yet.
Notre Dame, we mentioned. Alabama, minus 28.5 against Louisville.
Oh, that's a lot of points.
It is.
I
don't know what Louisville's going to be. I mean, I know they'll be decent, but...
I probably have to take Louisville there.
Navy minus 15 at Hawaii. Give me the home dog Hawaii's.
I think I'd take Navy.
Okay, and then Sunday, September 2nd, Miami minus 3 against the LSU Bengal Tigers.
I think I'll take LSU.
Yeah, I don't know what either one of those teams are going to be. And then finally, the Monday game, Florida State minus 6.5 against Virginia Tech. Give me Virginia Tech.
I'm with you.
All right, there you go. First couple week lines there. All right, let's go to our buddy.
God, please let Lance's phone be better.
Lance's phone will be better than Granado's. I would be willing to bet Jong's firstborn on it.
Are you underwater, Lance?
No, not that I know of.
Oh,
I'm under tonic water, but okay. That's different.
That is different. You hanging out and drinking Coors Light too?
No. I'm not on this train or whatever. I'm on a vodka train.
Oh, okay.
Different.
Okay. Hey, good times.
Yeah. Slightly different.
What's the scene like there?
I clearly understood that you guys were going down week one college football. Coastal Carolina has a football team?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I actually wrote a player up from there before, an offensive lineman.
How many vodkas have you had now?
Well, I mean, what conference are they in? Who knows about – why would you guys be taking 31 with Coastal Carolina?
It's off the top of my head, but I don't think South Carolina is a team that should be giving up – that should be giving 31 points.
To anybody. Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm just starting to study these teams. I have to get into my little summer deep dig and dive. And so this year I'm like, well – I think I'm going to dive a little deeper this summer and try to get the advantage early in September.
And I'll just throw this out there because I actually played Coastal Carolina several times last year. They were pretty good against the spread, just so you know.
Were they? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll take a look at – I always look at returning starters. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Offensive lines, defensive lines, very, very important for return. Well, offensive lines very important for handicapping college football early in the season.
Yeah, offensive lines and quarterbacks are the things that I tend to look at the most, who's bringing their quarterback back. So
running backs, interchangeable often.
Yeah. So, what are you up to out there?
Well, we've got the watch party going strong. I had to get out of there. It's a little bit loud. Upstairs, of course, Rockets aren't going to get going for a little while, but people are gathering, having drinks up here at the Cafe Annie, up at the bar, a little happy hour. They've got a little snack menu, basically. They've got nachos, wings. You can order ceviche. They've got a very specific menu you can order off of if you want to watch the game up here, have drinks. Really nice atmosphere. Very easy to get to right here off of Post Oak. Not very much traffic at all right now. So if you want to come by and come see us, feel free to run by and enjoy a dinner, enjoy watching the Rockets, and we'll see if they can't – well, let's see if they can keep it inside 41 tonight. I think they're going to.
I think they can keep it inside 41.
I see that happening, guys.
I think it's going to finish somewhere between 12 and 41.
Think,
that's what I think.
Then you're laying the point.
I'm laying.
Hey, let me tell you, if you're getting beat somewhere in between there, you know what goes good with that? Ceviche, shrimp cocktail, and a nice cold drink that has a little bit of alcohol content to it.
I'm okay with those.
And we happen to have that here at Cafe Annie.
All right. Well, it sounds like a good time, man. Enjoy yourself out there.
All right, I'm going to jump up here and do that. I mean, I figure you better do it pregame before postgame because
it
could spin out of control on you.
Absolutely. That's Lance Zierlein. Go see him out there at Cafe Annie. Thanks, buddy. Hey, you know where we're going to be tomorrow? The Hyatt across the street. You know who's coming to join us? Clyde Drexler.
Clyde the Glide.
The Clyde Drexler.
Time to club baby seals.
That's right. Clyde the bleeping glide. So if you want to come out and meet Clyde, now's your chance.
I'm going to take a picture with him.
Are you?
Yeah.
I was telling Jordan this earlier. I've known Clyde for a long time. He never remembers me. It's always like, then we start talking, then he remembers me.
He's too famous.
Like, I know.
You shouldn't feel bad about that.
I don't. It's just kind of funny to me. Because we'll have these conversations that we had 5 years ago. It's like, oh, yeah, now I remember. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 7 o'clock. I'm hopeful that we can get Glenn in here for the last segment because I need a favor from him.
What?
Well, I'm going to tell him. It's not from you.
Oh, it's not none of my business?
It's not really your business, but...
Okay, I'll get out of here.
Yeah.
You hurt my feelings, bro.
No, it's not. No, it's just I... Because if it's something I asked you to do, you would laugh at me. It involves soccer.
Okay.
And that's why I need Glenn's help with something. Well, I'll tell you since it's so important to you. But my wife's company is having a pool on the World Cup. And it's like all these Euros and people in Mexico and stuff like this that know their soccer. And she doesn't know anything about soccer. And I don't know anything about soccer. But I know people who do. So I'd just like to get Glenn's opinion on it. See if he could help me out a little bit. And okay. And I was going to ask Jerry Bow, too, because he gets every game right that he bets almost, except for last week.
It's true.
So I was just hoping to get their thoughts. And I'll show them the pool and how it works. And then I'll buy him a drink if she wins.
All right.
Even if she doesn't, I'll buy him a drink because that's how I roll. They put a little extra time into it. But no, if this were an MMA pool, yes, I would be asking you.
Okay.
So
I can give you my opinion on the soccer pool, though, too, if you want it.
Well, no, I don't.
Okay.
No, I want Glenn Davis's opinion. That's
okay.
You know, but I wanted to ask him in person rather than send him an email because that's impersonal. And plus, if I do it on air, he's less likely to say no. So that's the plan. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I'm going to ask, do you think your sports map writers are on par with the Cron or any local Metro newspaper talent? And are they where you want them to be? Are you applying the same standards you would if you were still in print? Only asking because just about every TV show I've seen regarding newspapers, it seems like it was a struggle for a person to get something to print. Well, almost every TV show you've seen is based on newspapers from 20 years ago and sometimes 30 years ago. As far as And the thing is, I'm not asking people to write news. We're doing a lot of opinion, a lot of analysis. You know, even the stuff I write, say, off the Texans is not a news story. I link to the news story on ESPN and do, here's what I thought of the game. Because we have a lot of people who get paid to have opinions. AJ gets paid to have his opinion. So his UFC stuff is analysis, and it's really good, and you should be clicking on it on Sports Map every day. As far as the writing skills, here's a dirty little secret I'll let you in on. A lot of people out there that win a lot of awards for writing aren't that great of writers. There's a lot of editing going on. Mm-hmm. And with Sports Map, I would say there's less editing than I was expecting. And there's some people that require a lot of work, and I know that going in, so you deal with that. But then most people, and standard-wise, in terms of quality of writing, I think guys are doing really well. You know, Lance has been writing forever, so this is nothing new for him, so he knows what he's doing. Granato's really good at it. He won't admit it. AJ's a lot better at it than he wants to admit. Patrick Creighton's really good at it. So a lot of those guys, I don't have to do much of anything to it, and I don't really want to because I want it to be their opinion. But you know, as far as standards for breaking news, we really haven't broken any news. And if that happens, then I do have a standard. And if somebody, and Patrick Creighton's broken stuff before, if he comes to me and with a story he wants to break, I'm going to ask the same questions that I used to ask when I was at the Chronicle. And I think, frankly, we have a much more entertaining site. We don't have any slideshow crap, and our stuff's all free. And I think you get really good takes from people, and some people have surprised me. So, Chris said, did you hear the Raheel capping on Sports Map for not having a search bar? I didn't, but I've done the same thing. And that's my only frustration with it, is that technically it's not where it needs to be. That's something that I've been bitching about now since we launched, and I don't have any control over it except to sit back and say, please fix it. And hopefully, I get told every week it'll be this week. I was told that again this week. I don't know. When it happens,
I'm starting to not believe it.
I get frustrated. There's that, and that's the thing. And not to get too deep into this stuff, but that's been the hardest part for me, is that we're producing an awful lot of content. Josh does a lot of stuff for the site too, and we have to go through so many. We've had to create so many workarounds that it's just an awful lot more work than it needs to be. And that's the frustrating part, is because the editing process is often, it just adds to how long it takes to get things done. And, you know, I wish things were, from a technical standpoint, where they need to be. They'll get there. But we're also kind of redesigning a management system for Culture Map at the same time. So we have to, you know, we have to get it all on par where it'll work for everybody. But I'm happy with the site. I really am. I think there's some good stuff. It's a good mix of names you know and a lot of new talent. And a lot of people have surprised me and done good stuff, both video-wise and writing-wise. And, you know, I've had a lot of people that want to write for the site. And right now we're kind of at the maximum we can produce with just myself and Josh, and then Jose doing a few things here and there. Now we're going to have our own intern this summer, and if she works out really well, I think we'll add some more stuff because we're going to train her up.
Why don't you just let Juggalo Trey be your intern?
I don't know that I trust Juggalo Trey editing copy, because I've seen his copy and writing headlines and things like that. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I need. It's like people say, hey, well, I want to write. And I go, well, I don't really need any more writers. What we need is people who can help us produce what we have. Because it's basically,
if you want to give the next guy who wants to write my writing job, you can.
No. unless you want to just quit writing, but I kind of need all our stars writing. Sorry. I want to get Jong to write. I know he's busy, but I'm waiting until after his wedding before I start.
He's management.
I know, but so am I. I find time to write.
You're doing just fine without me.
I'd like a Comicast column every week. But I'm not talking about that until after you're married. Get past this wedding thing. So are you still confident today that everything's going well?
Yeah, it's going well. We have a few things that we need to take care of, and we're doing it, you know, let's see, 4 days out. So, yeah, we have some things we got to print. We got to visit a couple of other places and buy more booze.
Well, we'll do our part to help.
Have you guys had any big fights leading up to the wedding?
No, not really. A lot of it, I mean, most
What about with the family, like especially when you were seating people?
Not really. My parents were easy. They just said, give us four tables and they'll seat them. They'll seat everybody. And her parents are, you know, sectioned off.
Separate from your parents, right?
No, they'll be next to each other.
You're letting the Korean family sit next to the Vietnamese family?
Yeah, intermingling.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's funny. We have a section to, it's my tables, Teresa's tables, my parents' tables are on one side. And then you kind of get the blend of the other side where her parents kind of get the other side.
Have you decided who's going to be at my table?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
It's you. It's Annie. It's Fred. It's Val. It was supposed to be Jerome. And Eric told me yesterday he couldn't make it.
Eric who?
Warner.
Oh, okay.
Dave is going to be at the table.
Okay.
I have to check. There's a couple other people.
You know what this sounds like? Sounds like the table at Matt Dean's wedding minus John.
That's true. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Did you invite Matt to the wedding?
No.
Oh, that was rude. I mean, he just got you started in the business. No big deal.
Yeah. Ouch. Really, really push for you, too.
Man. Matt was like, dude, you're going to be working with the best producer in the world. And I was like, okay. And so he had all that nice stuff to say about Jong. Yeah. Not invited to the wedding. That's too bad.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you about Eros Medical Group. And listen, if you're not performing the way you want or maybe need to lose some weight, there's all kinds of little things that they can help you with. They specialize in men's health, and their goal is to awaken your inner Greek god. The name comes from the Greek god Eros, and that's the god of love, the guy with the bow and arrow. And they want to help you with that. Their doctors focus on regenerative medicine. And this type of medicine is proven to help men with hair loss, anti-aging, and those suffering from problems down there. Non-surgical sports medicine also available, Botox, weight loss management, hormone replacement therapy, and much more. And guys, if you're having trouble with performance, they can help. They've got all kinds of options for you that they'll walk you through. And in my case, I was doing fine. They said, hey, we can make you better. So I'm like, okay. And I'll tell you what, man, this process that they have works really, really well. They're a Texas-based company, and now they're in Houston, and I'm excited to work with all of them. Shane and Sean and Dr. Reich, they're just great people. They've either been through it, or they know what you're going through, or they know exactly how to treat it, and they're going to make you comfortable. They got a man cave that they're going to have. It's going to have flat screens and sports games, and they're offering a free consultation right now so they can tell you their areas of specialty. So you can go sit down. They'll explain everything to you. All you have to do is give them a call. 833-2-MY-AROS. That's 833-2-MY-EROS. Or you can visit them online. This is just as easy. erosmedicalgroup.com. And set up a free consultation. Just go hear what they have to say and find out if it's for you. Because they're going to find a way to help you no matter what your problem is. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek god.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. We can get him a chair over here. Jeez, he's Glenn Davis. You all right there? Soccer Matters coming up next. You got to get used to those, huh? You're used to this. You're a TV guy, man.
Yeah, I know. The bright lights.
He's a big star.
Yeah, see, that's why. One reason I have you here is so
huge. Tremendous.
That when people want to get on live stream, they can actually see somebody who's attractive instead of us. That's one reason you're here.
Guys, I don't know what this whole thing is, but let's. Anyway.
You're an attractive
man.
Happy
to
be
here with you guys.
All right, so I have two things for you. Number one, we're going to have a big World Cup launch party, aren't we?
We are. We're having it here. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited to be around you guys. And, you know, maybe you guys have, I will say here at Gal Media, have been excellent in supporting the game. And I mean this seriously. We're not kidding around. I do appreciate that because I've been at places where people just don't even understand the global reach it has. And that's pretty crazy not to get that part of it. I'm not saying people have to enjoy it. So the other night, I compared the Golden State Warriors to Barcelona, and all my friends are killing me.
Really?
Because they wanted me to be a total rocket homer. And I just said, look, they move. It's mobile. The ball moves. It's movement, mobility. That's what Barcelona is.
Okay. No? That's fair.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about
No,
that.
I think that's fair.
Well, I mean, they circulate the ball. The ball's passed.
I know. I'm just saying that.
And they beat everybody's butt all the time.
It's not James dribbling for 20 seconds out of 24 and then hoisting it up.
The Rockets are kind of Chelsea.
And I love James, but...
They're kind of Chelsea.
Chelsea, yes.
See?
Yes.
Ah!
I was trying to figure out what team it is. Even John believes it is Chelsea. Fred
John,
Fowler.
You know that.
Fred's sticking around for some soccer matters tonight.
Am I the only one who doesn't know anything about soccer?
No, you know what?
You know MMA.
I don't pretend to know. I don't pretend to know much about it, but I listen to Glenn a lot, and I have a couple friends who are really into it, and I read Victor's soccer things every week, so I keep up. I understand the reach, and that's one reason why I want it on Sports Map. That's one reason why I'm glad you're here, is because I do know people care about it, and I like being able to say, look, because people ask us for our opinions on stuff sometimes. Like, dude, I got no idea, but Glenn will be on at 7. You can listen to him, because that's where, I guarantee you, that's where my take's going to come from. If I have a question about soccer, I either text Glenn or I text my friend Dwayne and say, okay, am I going to look stupid if I say this? And that's why I'm happy that we have
you guys. You guys know sports, and you know, look, yeah. I just compared it to basketball, and people might say, hey, Glenn, stay in your lane.
Well, and then tell them to bite you. That's what I tell them. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to ask a favor here. There'll be some alcohol in it for you.
Yeah.
But this is important.
Yep.
It'll help me stay married.
Okay.
Which is really important.
Yes.
My wife's law firm, which is an international law firm, is having a World Cup pool.
Okay.
And she knows nothing about soccer. I already know nothing about soccer, but I have one of the best analysts in the world who works with us. We got our buddy Jerry Bowe, who is from a gambling perspective, he knows everything.
Right.
So I was hoping to maybe send you this and have you make your suggestions.
I will do that.
And if we win, everybody will get a cut. And if we don't, I'll still buy you guys a drink. How's that? Because we're going up against a bunch of Euros. We're going up against a bunch of people from Mexico and all over the world. And I would love for us to be able to say, hey, we won because of Glenn Davis and Jerry Bowe.
No, I'm going to do it. I don't even have to be mentioned. I'm going to help.
Oh, no. I'll mention you, Team USA. We may suck.
Yeah, they're not going
to
win it.
We may suck at the real game.
We're not even
But when
there.
It comes to a pool, our team is going to beat everybody's ass. So
let's go for it.
Awesome.
Yeah. There's some good dark horses in this World Cup. I'm not going
to mention I've been listening to you, so I've kind of, you know, I've sort of been formulating some opinions already, but I just, you know, just want your thought on, because it's kind of an interesting way they're doing this, where you get points, right? So, like, for the group stage, if you predict the winner, the result, winner or draw, you get a point. And if you correctly predict the score, you get 3 points. And then it the numbers get better as you go further. So, like, if you get to the semifinals, you get 5 points for each team and 7 for each correct. You know, I'll send you this. I'm about to forward this to you.
Okay.
And okay. I will buy you drinks one night. And plus, it'll be fun, right?
You don't have to buy me anything. It'll be fun.
So, who you got tonight?
Tonight, I just did an interview. We're going to run tonight with Ray Clements, who won 3 European Cups, which is now called the Champions League. And of course, this weekend it's Real Madrid and Liverpool. And we have a big, we're having a big watch party. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss Jiang's wedding. So, Jiang,
what?
I apologize.
For a soccer game?
Well, it's only the most watched sporting event around the world this weekend. As much as I love Jiang, Soccer Matters needs this event. We're over at FM Kitchen, which is in Bar, which is a great spot near Washington and Shepherd.
But everyone should go to Jiang's wedding instead of there.
If you've been invited, though, I mean, no, you got to be invited.
Invitation or not,
crash the thing. Crash it.
All right, we're out of here.
What's the address?
Stay sporty, bitches.